The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Thank you and welcome back to Bob Burney Live. In this last half hour of the program today, I want to do something unusual. I often share with you biblical principles. I try to insert biblical principles into almost everything we discuss. I try to evaluate everything we talk about from a biblical worldview. But not often do I actually go through a portion of Scripture with you. And I just feel led of God to do that today. Maybe you need this. I want to share with you in this half hour, between now and the top of the hour, some thoughts about Psalm 124. Psalm 124, most Bible commentary writers that I have read believe that David wrote this psalm after the unsuccessful attempt by his son to overthrow him. His own son tried to kill him, tried to dethrone him, if you will, and David was victorious, but it also broke his heart. But again, most commentators believe that this psalm was written after that unsuccessful attempt to overthrow King David. And he says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. You know, I was shocked and saddened by the revelation of a book that came out a couple of years ago. It was published about Mother Teresa. The book was compiled by one of her closest associates, revealing a shocking, shocking truth. Mother Teresa, by her own admission, never experienced God's peace. In spite of, or possibly because of, her incredible good works, she spent most of her life tormented and doubting the very existence of God. By her own admission, she never knew real peace with God. My heart was just sick. But in God's providence, right after I had read that, Joy and I read together in our devotion Psalm 124. And as I just read to you, it's an incredible psalm of confidence, victory, and peace, written after Absalom, David's son, had tried to kill him. Commentators believe this song was sung by David and his men as they returned victoriously to Jerusalem. Here's what I want you to see in this psalm, and we'll go through quickly. In verses 1 to 2, I see a powerful declaration. A powerful declaration. David says, I was glad when they said unto me, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us. If you're reading it, if you have access to your Bible, you notice some of those words are in italics. Well, in the Hebrew, this psalm would have said, had it not been Jehovah. Oh, let Israel say, had it not been Jehovah. This is not a question that David was asking. He is making a declaration. He is saying, I can't even imagine what it would have been like if God had not shown up. How many times have you been in trouble or someone came by just when you needed them. And you say, oh, my goodness, if you hadn't come by, you know, oh, my goodness, if it hadn't been for this, what a mess. Well, that's what David is saying. If it hadn't been for Jehovah, if it hadn't been for God, David realizes that they would have been lost. But you'll also notice that Lord here is capital O, capital R, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, which means that the word here in Hebrew is Yahweh or Jehovah. Now, there are many names for God in the Old Testament, Elohim, Adonai, and so forth. But Jehovah is unique. It is reserved only for Jehovah God. It is the most powerful description of Almighty Sovereign God. The Jews reverenced Jehovah so much that they wouldn't even say it. They wouldn't pronounce it because they didn't believe that their lips were worthy to utter Jehovah. So they would simply say, the name, the name. So David is declaring here, had it not been for Jehovah God. I'm wondering, in your life today, right now, is there something going on that unless God intervenes, unless God comes into the situation, you are lost? Maybe that's why you're listening today. A powerful declaration, David says, if it had not been for Jehovah. But then in verses 3 through 5, there is a ponderous determination. He says, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. David says, if it had not been for Jehovah, we would have been defeated. Their wrath would have been kindled against us. The waters would have overwhelmed us. The proud waters would have gone over our soul. He says, if it had not been for Jehovah, our enemies would have overcome us. You see, David understood this from experience. What about Goliath, the mighty giant? Goliath, a young kid. And David could say, oh my goodness, if it hadn't been for Jehovah, oh my goodness. David understood because of his battles with Saul, when Saul, the king of Israel, tried repeatedly to hunt him down and kill him. And had it not been for Jehovah God, David would have been killed. Many times, David found himself outnumbered by his enemies, particularly the Philistines, and yet each time he was victorious. And David understood it was not because of his human strength. David understood that he would not have experienced those victories had it not been for Jehovah. His own son Absalom. Absalom probably had, at that time, more followers than David did. There was this insurrection against David. And if you look at it, humanly speaking, physically speaking, Absalom probably could have defeated David. But because God was in it, David prevailed and was victorious. David understood that so many times in his life, had it not been for Jehovah, he would have been lost. And my friend, I want you to know, if you don't have God in your life, if God is not first place in your life, then you will not make it either. You simply will not. Reminded of the Holocaust. Remember the promises that God made to the Jews that one day they would become a nation once again? And then World War II comes, Hitler, the horrible Holocaust. Had it not been for Jehovah, the nation of Israel would have been lost. So today, are you facing something that you can only face with God's power, God's strength? Maybe that's a good place for you to be. We're looking at Psalm 124, and we'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. We're doing something unusual today in these last two segments. We're looking at a portion of Scripture. We're looking at Psalm 124. I read it for you and explained that this psalm most likely was written by David when he was returning from a battle with his own son, Absalom, who was trying to kill him, dethrone him, and David was victorious, and most commentators believe that this was a song that was sung by David and his soldiers as they returned victorious from the battle. In verses 1 and 2, we saw a powerful declaration where David said, hey, if it hadn't been for God, if God had not shown up, we would have lost, we would have died. And then in verses 3 through 5, a ponderous determination. He says, if it hadn't been for God, we would have been swallowed up. The waters would have overflowed us. We would have been dead if it just had not been for God. Just before the break, I mentioned the Holocaust. You know, can you imagine if you were a Jew in a concentration camp during the Holocaust and your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers were being taken to the gas chambers and to the ovens? And you are being starved to death and being worked to death. And you read these words in Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Imagine being a Jew in the Holocaust, in a concentration camp, reading those words. A promise to Israel that they would not be totally destroyed, that God would be with them. Can you imagine Jews going, yeah, right, God? What about your promise? We're being destroyed. We're being decimated. Our entire people, our entire nation is being wiped out. But ultimately, God did keep his word to Israel. And they returned to their land in 1948, and today they are flourishing because God made a promise. And I want you to know, my friend, that God has made a promise to you, and he will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will not fail you. The waters might rise, but they won't overwhelm you. The current will run swift. It comes to our head, and we think we're going to drown. We think it's all over. But God has promised that he would give us what we need. As thy days, so thy strength shall be. I think of the church in America today. They've tried to regulate us, tax us, harass us, legislate us, marginalize us, and now they're even beginning to persecute us. But as long as we have Jehovah on our side, the waters will not overflow us, even the proud waters, if it had not been for Jehovah. But he is there, and he is with you. He is with you. And then finally, in verses 6 through 8, I see David expressing passionate devotion. Psalm 124, 6 through 8. Blessed be the Lord, who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped. You see the contrast between verses 6 through 8 and 3 through 5? David is saying, it could have been. We could have been overwhelmed. We could have died. But now David says, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Have you ever found yourself just breaking out and singing because you were just so overwhelmed with the blessings of God? You just couldn't help it? I remember, probably 18 or 19 years ago, Joy and I had just started Cross Power Ministries, and we were a small ministry there. We're a small ministry now. And one Sunday morning, I was on my way to Hillsboro, Ohio, For some reason, Joy couldn't go with me, which is unusual. She travels with me just about everywhere. But I was traveling alone to preach in Hillsboro, Ohio. And I'm traveling down the small country roads, and I came through this little town. I don't remember the name, but it was a little wide spot in the road. And I'm just driving through town, and all of a sudden, I am absolutely overwhelmed with the blessings of God. I was just overwhelmed about how God had blessed us, our family. How so many times we had been at the place of despair and seeming destruction, and yet God had delivered us. And when we stepped out by faith and resigned the church that we had founded and started Cross Power Ministries, we had no idea how we were going to support ourselves. We had no idea what God wanted us to do. And God blessed and overwhelmed us. And I became so overwhelmed with the blessings of God. This is the truth. I began crying uncontrollably. The tears were streaming out of my eyes, down my cheeks, and I literally could not see to drive. I'm telling you the truth. And I had to pull over to the side of the road, and I just had a praise service. I had a praise, glory, hallelujah service right there beside the road. If somebody had driven by and seen me, they probably thought I had absolutely lost my mind. But I just couldn't help it. I just had to cry out to God and thank him for his blessings. Now, I've been at the opposite end of that extreme as well. Many times I have felt despair, and I've wondered. Now, in my heart, I knew that God had not, but I wondered if God had abandoned me or abandoned us. So I've been at both extremes. Well, David here is just exclaiming his passionate devotion to God. And he's saying, blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord. He takes out the if about all of the circumstances, and he just says, blessed be his name. He didn't give us as a prey. Our soul is escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. C.H. Spurgeon wrote a beautiful poem as a response to his reading and study of this psalm. And here is what he wrote. Lo, floods of wrath and floods of hell, in fierce, impetuous torrents roll. Had not the Lord defended well, the waters had overwhelmed my soul. As when the fowler's snare is broke, the bird escapes on cheerful wings, my soul set free from Satan's yoke, with joy bursts forth and mounts and sings. She sings the Lord her Savior's praise, sings forth his praise with joy and mirth. To him her song in heaven she'll raise, to him that made both heaven and earth. Had it not been for Jehovah. Now, I'm never quite sure why God leads me to deal with this topic or that topic on this program. Usually we're dealing with current events and politics. But today, I really felt led of God in these two segments to share with you Psalm 124. And maybe it's because you're in a circumstance and you wonder if God is there. I just want to assure you, he is there. The question is, have you surrendered to his power, to his will? Are you willing to accept his will and his plan for your life? Had it not been for Jehovah, yeah, many times I've been there, and maybe you as well. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.